Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. This will be the last stand of Phil, the old green barn on Kelly's farm. I'm Phil. I've been around a whole century, and tomorrow they are tearing me down. I remember the good times, I remember the bad. But most times, I remember meeting new faces. The kids that came in and out, and the animals who ate at my feet. For this final show, we are going to look back and reminisce with those who have a story to share. But first, a word from our sponsor.
Hi, it's Becky here with a word from Wigan Farm Supplies. Is your barn falling apart? Has it seen better days? If so, come to Wigan Farm Supplies. We are here to help you with all your barn needs. Wigan Farm Supplies. We know how your barn feels. We've got the best barn telepathy around.
Memories are things we will always remember. Just like the cold winter of last December. It's a moment that freezes in time. Maybe a smile, maybe a crime. Wish it could stay, wish it could go. But the thing that we'll always know is memories remind us of who we are. The good and the bad, they're never too far. Some fade slow, others fast. But at least we remember we had a blast.
Yeah, memories. You acquire a lot of memories in the course of 100 years. We need to make sure that these memories survive the test of time. As we pass them down from generation to generation, these stories are shared and kept alive. Everyone enjoys stories, so why don't we head down to the Poggin Falls residence and listen in to the stories they remember.
It's so great to be all together again. Would you like some tea?
Yes.
So, I heard you got a new hip replacement.
Yes, I can do anything with my new hip.
A new hip? How exciting!
Yes.
What? You got a nip?
No, I said I got a new hip.
What? You got another nip?
Stay away from me, George. George, turn up your hearing and hear something.
When my daughter was driving me here today, I saw they were going to tear down that old barn we used to play in.
Oh, Lord, not the Kelly's barn.
Very same.
That was my favorite barn around here.
I like that smell of the barn.
Oh, my God. Do you guys remember Porky the Pig?
He was so smart.
Didn't we eat him?
Oh, that was some good ham.
That was.
We ate him.
I remember I was mucking out the stalls one day.
Are you guys done yet?
Not yet.
Betsy, get in your stall! Shh.
I got poop on my foot.
Okay, I'm done. Porky, let's go for a walk.
Betsy, get in there! Shh.
You want some help?
Yes, go get the electric whip. Betsy needs it good.
But Anne left us.
I'll go get her.
Oh, Charles. Anne and Hillary are making me so frustrated. Anne has the best part. She's got Porky the pig, and he's potty trained. And every time she goes off, Hillary always goes and finds her. And I'm stuck with all the work. Oh, I'm done with this job. I'm gonna go play tag. Anne!
I'm here.
Okay.
Tagger it.
That's not fair.
Yes, it is.
Hillary, come here.
What? What?
I have a secret for you.
Really? What?
Tag, you're it.
I'm gonna get you, Anne.
Wait. Where's George?
The hay. Yeah.
Let's go get the pitchfork.
Hi, it's Becky again. We've got big ones, we've got small ones, we've even got one for the baby. For everyday use, and with anything. Perfect for your hide-and-seek needs. Come on down to Wigan Farm Supplies for an Oasis pitchfork. And stick that pig.
Ow!
Yes, we got him!
Yes. Are you okay?
Did it hurt?
Yes.
Does your bum hurt?
I said yes.
It's funner than work, eh?
Hey, for y'all.
Hey, guys!
Arnold, hide!
Guys? Guys, where'd you go?
Let's play pirate plank with
guys?
Him.
Guys?
Yeah.
Where'd you go?
Okay, someone
you're here a minute ago.
Hammer and nails.
Guys?
And the plank. Let's go.
Yeah.
Hey, Arnold!
Hey! Oh, hi!
Hi, do you want to play a game?
Sure, what game?
It's called pirate plank.
So, what do I do?
See that window way up there?
You mean the really big one on the third floor?
Yeah, that's it. Okay, we put a plank out that window. Now, only pirates do this. And then you go sit on the plank outside the window.
Okay.
You see a great view.
Yeah.
It seems really high, though.
Don't be Well, why don't we walk up, and then you decide then?
All right.
Okay. Okay, we're here. So what do you want to do?
I don't know. It seems really high.
Come on,
it's so fun. Don't be a chicken. We've all done it.
Yeah.
All right.
I can't believe he's actually doing it.
Wow, you guys are right. This is a great view.
Told you.
I can see the road.
Don't do that. Don't do
it. Wait, now what are you guys doing?
The good old days. Do you remember playing that game?
Yeah. I still prefer cow manure over pig manure, but...
Yeah, I'm sorry about that one.
Yeah.
Not really. Well,
yeah.
No.
I didn't think so.
What? What'd you say? What?
Ah, yes. Those were good times. Back in 1932, when I was a youngin', there was a big old barn on Martindale Road. I used to look up to that barn. But one night, tragedy struck, and she burned to the ground.
I remember it was a hot, dry summer. I was just heading into the house late that night and heard thunder in the distance. I looked up at the sky, and in the distance I saw a bright light. A bright orange ball, like the sun rising at dawn. But it wasn't the sun. There was a huge cloud of smoke over the Browns' farm. The sound that I thought was thunder got louder, and then the cows came charging down the road, scared like the devil himself was whipping them. Old Farmer Brown had gone into the barn to see about his horse, Daisy. Her time was ripe. She was ready to foal, but it was not going to be an easy birth. She was in great distress. He set the lantern down, and that's how the fire started.
Fire is always a danger. I'm lucky to have survived all the very long years. Farmers always had their bucket ready in precaution in case of an accident. Once I had a close call. There was a spark, but the Kellys were quick to react. The kids immediately ran to the well. As they pumped the water out, the family formed a chain from the well to me and passed the bucket along. That was my first and last close call.
Hi, guess who? Me again, Becky. Are you tired of plain chewing straw? At Wheaton Farm Supplies, we have the best tasting chewing straw in the country. We've got cherry, berry, lemon, pine, maple, and birch syrup. Anything you can think of.
I really like the pig manure ones.
Cheapest stuff you'll find.
One of my fondest memories is that special time of year, the big harvest barn dance. The scent of the freshly cooked apple pie from the Kelly house, the smell of the dry, musty hay as the farmers sweeped it out. And carrying in the new bales, I would laugh as the chickens wandering around would scatter as they hit the ground and bounce around. The cow manure, that sweet smell of cow manure, oh, I may miss it. I remember the farmer stacking the bales for friends to sit on. I remember that apple tree whose arm had grown through my window, and the children picking at it. I remember as Mrs. Kelly would tend to her flowers, the roses, the daisies, and the sunflowers. I remember the family enjoying their buttery corn off the cob, the kids carving the pumpkins, and those bloody pigeons doubly observing from the loft.
Rejoicing, bringing in the sheaves.
Oh my gosh, I'm so excited.
Me too.
Oh my god, we're gonna have so much fun.
I can't wait.
I know, me too.
We need to take our showers, girls.
Yeah, we should do that.
Yeah, I haven't taken a shower in like a week.
I know.
Girls, guess what?
What?
I used it up all the water in the well.
Jimmy!
How could you?
What are we gonna do?
Oh my god.
I have an idea.
What?
We could go take a bath in Mrs. Beckham's lake.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Yeah.
But she's so cranky.
And she yells and yeah.
Well, why don't we just sneak in?
Yeah, let's go.
Lizzie Beckham is a middle-aged woman. She's a very grumpy one, too, because she had her heart broken when she was younger and never saw her true love again. Ever since then, she has hated anyone on her property or in her life.
What are you girls doing in my lake? I've told you 100 times to stay out of my lake.
You have no water in your well.
I don't care about your well or your water issues.
Why don't you come to the dance with us?
Why would I want to go to a dance if there are people dancing and happy and there's no fun at all?
Hi, Lizzie. I'm back from the war.
Oh my god,
what a man!
I thought you were killed.
Do you want to go to the dance with me?
Of course.
Goes to the homestead. Are dancing tonight. Fiddler's tune, it cuts through the air. With the ladies in gingham, the buckboards arrive. And it seems like the whole darn township is there. Alleman left now, Alleman right. Swing your partners now, do-si-do. Up in the hayloft, young lovers are laughing. Watching the square dancers reel down below. Up in the corner, two neighbors are talking about this year's crop and the winter to come. In the crisp fall air, I heard ladies laughing as the caller cries out, the home waltz has begun.
Hello, this is Bob from the general store. Have you ever wanted a brand new tractor, but you just didn't want to pay the huge cost? Well, the general store does not have tractors, but we do have buckets and jugs, possibly some hay as well, at the general store. Seriously, I need to sell something. Wetton's has taken all of my business. My life has been a mess since the third grade when...
Okay, well, it's been great. And I would like to say thank you for paying attention to this old barn. As I said, good times, bad times, scary times, but most of all, exciting times. Hope you had fun. I know I did. Please don't forget me, because I won't forget you.
I walked in the day to the homestead ruin. The wind banged a shutter against a bleached clapboard waltz. Past twisted up halters and old harrow rusting. By busted up hames, the stalls still awaiting. That's about all that's left to the home.